My name is Inia Makulula, MLA. I originally come from the Arafura Swamp Country, Mringacha, Kapoya, Marapai area in the Arnhem Land, in Buckingham Bay, and that area. But I am an MLA, represent electorate of Nhulunbuy in the House of the Legislative Assembly in the Northern Territory.
Yingye, when we look at the apology to the Stolen Generations, apologetic, acknowledging past history, past practices, but the problem is, despite the words and the rhetoric, it continues.
Yes, it's continuing, and we all know and we all heard 9 years ago the sorry and apology from the then Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, clearly saying that removal of children away from their country, from their home, from their families, their culture, their environment must stop. And everybody heard that and was not going to continue on. But now, 9 years later, Kevin Rudd said they started off with about 7,000 children in family, foster parents. And now he said it's increased to 15,000. So something is going wrong. Something's not working. And I was made aware in my electorate that these 8 children were taken away. And I was working on that to try and find out what the story was with the Department of Family and Children's Services. Children have been being removed without the steps in the policy that in the legislation that they came out with, that children were to either stay with the carers or family carers with family kinship and network within our community, within the family, and after that, non-related carers, the distant family members within the community. And after that, maybe if nothing works, then maybe in another Aboriginal community. But I've heard that they've been taken away straight away, and Department of Family and Children's Services, once they've taken the children away from the family, from the mum and dad, away to Darwin, and then they go back and reassess who's going to look after the children, which is not the way they promised. So they've broken the law there.
Ongoing removal of children is a national issue. Obviously, it impacts on your mob and your community in the top end, as it does right across the country. But at the very heart of it, the removal of a young child from a very early age to be fostered out to the age of 18, when the child can then make their own mind up, a very large amount of time to remove a young child who was born on country with language and culture, to remove a child from its own culture, it's a part of a discussion that's been ongoing for so long in this country. And it reverberates back to the Stolen Generations. I mean, that was, for whatever reason, governments and churches and agencies thought they were doing the right thing. There has been disastrous consequences because of that. And the health and safety of a child is paramount. A better option surely would be to have facilities in community which would allow that child to remain in community in a safe environment before taking them away.
Yes, of course it is a national issue, and I will work and support all families, Indigenous families, around the territory as well and around the nation as well. From my position in the Parliament here, which would be a lot of help when I get more support from everywhere else, but that's what I'm willing to do, and I am one of a leader who have made myself available to stand up in the Parliament to fight for the freedom of our people, for the Indigenous rights that we don't lead our children to losing language, culture, the identity that we all belong to. And here is a government that is not encouraging us to raise our children in an environment that we can maintain that language and culture and our identity of self-management, self-determination. Rather, they are taking the children away, and they say they have safe haven for these children rather than in the communities. The government have been listening to stories that is not true, that our families and our communities have been harming and not looking after children very well. We have a safe home in our communities. On homelands, when I talk about homeland, you know, the bush, the country that every Aboriginal people belong to in their dream time stories, in their songs, dances, and the history that they belong to land. And we have a safe, no matter whether I'm talking from East Arnhem Land perspective of safety in the community. We have a closed family union, which starts from mum and dad to the grandparents on either side, you know, mother's parents and father's parents and grandparents and great-grandparents. They are the people that are responsible for keeping children safe in that clan nation, if you like, in that family circle. And here we are getting negative responses that the government, the Waitara government, is saying that our homes are not safe. That is not true. We have a safe home. We have a system that's worked for a long, long time. And it's been safe until another culture interfered with our system of law, with our system of governance, our system of life, and confused everything. So here we are. We want to maintain that culture. We want to maintain that disciplining of our children, to raise them up to responsible leaders in the community, and to carry on the history that we have been raised into and the history that they need to raise into to the next generations. So this is very, very confusing, and this is very, very upsetting. An example that I was raised with by my family in the bush, and I learned and studied to speak my own language before I even spoke and learned about a different culture, say the English. So this is the example and the safety. There's always the people, the leaders having their own power. There's an empowerment that was taken away by the intervention. There's empowerment for Indigenous leaders that was taken away by stronger preachers. And now we are being disempowered. So we need to get that power back so we can maintain the discipline, maintain strong way of life for our young people, and make a safe community for our young people that is getting out of hand with lots and lots of influences that is coming from outside our community.
Understanding that within community, there are ways of dealing with this. I mean, even having a safe house within the community, but then having police to back that up again. I mean, it's not as if there aren't ways of ensuring the safety of a child within community.
Yes, safety of children in the community. We would like to see the leaders gain that power and the police support and work for the community. Council members, the community leaders in their own way have practiced law and order for a long, long time, and they've kept peace and order in ever since time began on this land. So if any policing, any the non-Indigenous white man policing comes in, can only support in what the power there is on the land that people have always practiced by and lived a straight line, straight life, policing the community through ceremonies, through the disciplines, in our history. So all we're asking for now is in law and order is to give us back that self-management, give us back that empowerment that was here long, long time ago, this culture, this language, and the system of law that worked here for a long, long time, for thousands of years, before a confusion came and people started to follow this law, follow that law. The white man law changes every government when it's voted, every time there are laws, but there is no amendment in our law because we know that it was created once and for all by our ancestors' spirits. And that's the law that we live by, and that's the law that we want to maintain. And it's a safe law, and we can get assistance from outside to keep the safe, but don't take our children away, but don't start another stolen generation away. Support us where we are. Support us and our children in the environment that where we suit best and where we feel comfortable and where we feel at home all the time. Yo, yan nga kadali nga kangupan dao limro. Yo, ngong linga wana mi wana mi wana mi. Kanjar dali limro ngombo ngal gapman to. Yang wala nga pagi limro ng kanjar. Uni jaga o jamar kuleo. Right through. Mutan mo na raw. Taro kukurupan na raw. Ngalapal kumduyo ting. Right through kuro. Kurutumir wala kanin na. Ngandi. Mukul. Papa. Mae mo, momo, gato, wawa, bilma mga kadao, limuto ka, jaga, jamar kuleo, limuro nga nga romdo. Yan limuro nga, biyang wangan nga kapman to, nga pagi wal romdo, bombo mga kanjar, wala mga kanjar mga yun na. Awal ka ko yung limuro nga bayang nga kanjar, kanjar wala limuro nga bombo. So, nga raka nga, kundi yang wala, wana mga jamar kulit mga limuro kanin na, bukulik mam, Yakayan del Anam Land, but Warbam Northern Territory, ka Warbam Australia, Maraka support, Limur Let's Stand, Limur Find Issue Dolly Nakon, Jamarkulin Removal, Yakawal Pijautan, Ka Jamarkulin the Mangatir, Wepunga Matau, Wepunga Romgo, Limurong Yurong Jamarkulin the Mormon, Paranda Korean Bokanga, Yurong with the Rom Bratana, Yurong with the Kanger Dawana. Kanjir itu dah, enam belas tahun dah, enam orang menjadi limbrong. Nampaknya ada alat yang kagum kan, mereka.
On that note, we'd like to thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.